Is it going? Oh, yeah. Okay. It was about 7 years ago. It was just a summer day. My dad was at work. My mom was running errands. So she decided it'd be a good idea to drop my sisters and I off at my grandma's house. Now my grandma is one of the most annoying people I've ever met. I cannot stand to be around her for more than 20 minutes. All she does is feed us cookies, asks about our chickens, and still to this day thinks my girl dog is a boy. So after about 3 hours at my grandma's house, which was miserable, I finally convinced her to take my sisters and I back home. And she texts my mom, and my mom goes, oh yeah, I'll be home, you know, super short. Just drop them off, it'll be fine, I'll be home soon. So my grandma drives us home. She drops us off, opens the car door. No, she doesn't even get out of the car. We get out of the car, she hands us a plate of brownies, which tastes like straight chalk because she doesn't know how to cook. And she says goodbye. And any normal grandparent would get out of the car, walk their grandchildren to the door and make sure they get home okay. But nope, she doesn't do that. She just drives off and heads home. So my sister and I, we walk up the driveway, we put in the garage code, go through the garage, and we head to the door to go inside. And the door is locked. We run around the house searching for every single door, every single door, every single window is locked. So we don't have a phone. I'm 9, my sister Grace is 6, and my youngest sister Sophia is 2. So we decide that we're gonna camp in the garage. We drank about 2 boxes of Capri Suns and 2 boxes of Girl Scout Thin Mint cookies. We built a fort in the garage and we hung out there for about an hour, sitting in the garage on the cold concrete floor. I look over and Sophie's making a weird face. And I know exactly what that face is. It's the face she makes when she's about to poop her pants. So I take her to the grass out front, right in front of the street, all my neighbors can see. I take her pants off, take her diaper off, and try and make her poop in the tree. She doesn't, she misses, she poops all over her diaper, all over her pants. So now her pants are covered in poop and pee. So I'm like, great, I can't put her pants back on. So my 9-year-old self, I have no idea what to do. So I decide to take a life jacket and I put it on her upside down to make a fake diaper. She's running around outside with a diaper on her pants, running up and down the streets. My neighbors come out as they look at her as she has pee running down her legs with a life jacket on. My mom pulls up the driveway, looks at me weird and goes, "What is on your sister?" And I go, "It's her new diaper." And she walked inside and didn't say anything.